This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes you do less thinking and more buying and selling. It's Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Nandish Shah of HDFC Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 6 to 7% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Before anything, let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Tech Mahindra has a buy call. Last trading price of 648 rupees. Target we're looking at is 695 rupees. Stop loss placed at 625 rupees for a return of 7%. Dabur India has a buy call. Last trading price of 430 rupees, 430. Target 455 rupees, stop loss 415 rupees for an upside of 6%. UPL has a sell call, ended trade yesterday at 541 rupees. Target we're looking at is 505, stop loss 565, downside of 7%. Now, before we return to the recent biographies of those stocks and why they're attractive buy or sell calls as far as Nandish is concerned, let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends and the winds blowing on the large street. Nifty 50 fell nearly 1,000 points since the budget day on the 5th of July, that's in a month, largely on the back of relentless selling by foreign institutional investors to close at the lowest level since 28th of February 2019 at 10,862 yesterday. The Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices plunged 11% and 15% respectively from the day of budget till now. The Nifty small-cap index is down nearly 45% from its January 2018 high, while Nifty is down by about 10% from its all-time high of 12,103 recorded in June. In 2008, when the S&P BSE Sensex breached its 200 DMA for the first time, there was 54% of BSE all-listed stocks which were trading below their long-term average. If you look at the current scenario, the S&P BSE Sensex breached its 200 DMA for the first time on the 1st of August 2019, and on that date, 83% of the BSE universe was trading below their long-term average of 200 DMA. Now, coming back to the Nifty, it has breached the crucial support of its 200 DMA last week, which is currently placed at 11,155. The previous support of 200 DMA will interchange its role as resistance going forward. Far resistance comes at 11,300. Nifty is currently placed below its 50, 100, 200 DMA and has been forming bearish lower tops and lower bottoms. The belief by HDFC Securities is that the market is near strong support and we may see a pullback rally from here onward. Therefore, the advice would be to avoid going short from here. And if the Nifty crosses the 10,896 levels, the advice would be to create fresh longs in Nifty with a stop loss of 10,780 levels. On the higher side, we may see levels of 11,150 to 11,300 for the coming weeks. That is on the higher side. Now, going back to that list of stocks, we start things off with Tech Mahindra, which has a buy call after forming a double bottom around 610 odd levels. Tech Mahindra reversed northwards to close above its 5 days simple moving average. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD turned bullish on the daily charts. The recent fall in the rupee against the dollar augurs well for the technology stocks. Therefore, the recommendation would be to buy Tech Mahindra at the current market price of 648 rupees and average at 635 rupees for the target of 695 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 625 rupees. That is Tech Mahindra with a buy call. Next up, FMCG counter, Dabur India has a buy call as well. Dabur India has given a breakout on the daily chart on Monday by closing above the resistance level of 428 rupees. The primary trend of the stock is bullish, where the stock price is trading above its 5, 20 and 200-day SMA. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock on the daily as well as the weekly charts. In the F&O segment, we've seen a long build-up in the stock during the August series till now. Therefore, the recommendation would be to buy Dabur India for the upside target of 455 rupees while keeping a stop loss below 415 rupees. That is Dabur India with a buy call. Next up, UPL has a sell call from HDFC Securities. UPL has broken down on the daily chart by closing below the support level of 555 levels with higher volumes. In the derivatives, we have seen an aggressive short buildup in the UPL futures yesterday. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing weakness on the daily as well as the weekly charts. The primary trend of this stock is negative, where the stock price is trading below its 5, 20 and 200-day SMA. Therefore, the recommendation would be to sell UPL for the target of 505 rupees while keeping a stop loss above 565 rupees. That is UPL with a sell call and a downside of 7%. One last time those names, Tech Mahindra with a buy call, target 695, stop loss 625, return of 7%. Dabur India with a buy call, target 455, stop loss 415, upside 6%. And finally, UPL with a sell call, target 505, stop loss 565, downside of 7%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you. What else might prove useful to you is a quick explainer on what is happening in terms of the Jammu and Kashmir situation. There are lots of articles and sections that you may be looking at but not really understanding what they're all about. And I'm certain you've read a lot of explainers, but let me explain it to you in some detail with some examples as well. So that is what is going to be the topic on our edition of Digging Deeper today. So do be sure to listen to that. And as usual, I'll see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.